USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The White House is formally asking the U.S. Supreme Court to deny efforts to keep Title 42 in place. However, it is also asking for a delay until next week if the request by multiple states to keep it in place is denied. The Trump-era public health rule allows border agents to expel any immigrant over COVID concerns. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to make a trip to Washington, D.C. this week. Reports say that it could come Wednesday as Capitol Hill will be hosting Zelensky for a joint session of Congress. It'll be his first in-person visit to the U.S. since Russia invaded the Ukraine back in February. Indicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is agreeing to be extradited from the Bahamas to the United States. Paperwork has been filed with the court, with Bankman-Fried set to fly to the USA Wednesday. The 30-year-old was indicted last week on more than a half a dozen criminal counts, including fraud and conspiracy. At least 12 people are dead in Northern California after a large earthquake struck early yesterday morning. 11 others are reported injured. Damage assessment teams are still checking roadways, bridges, and other critical infrastructure. Wall Street is closing modestly higher after the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 92 points to 32.848. The S&P 500 rose 4 points to 38.21. The NASDAQ added 1 point to 10.547. With fewer people looking for jobs, wage expectations are at a record high. A survey by the New York Federal Reserve shows the lowest wage Americans are willing to accept for a new job jumped to more than $76,600 in November. That's the highest reading ever, and it's an increase of nearly $800 from July. Airlines are issuing travel waivers ahead of the winter storm. Forecasters say it could make a mess of holiday travel this week. United Airlines, with headquarters in a major hub in Chicago, is offering inclement weather waivers to travelers in the Midwest, Texas, and the East Coast. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Airlines are issuing travel waivers ahead of a winter storm. Forecasters say it could make a mess of holiday travel this week. United Airlines, with headquarters in a major hub in Chicago, is offering inclement weather waivers to travelers in the Midwest, Texas, and the East Coast. American Airlines, Delta, Southwest, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines are also offering waivers for a number of flight paths and dates. Moscow police are investigating a white car located in Eugene, Oregon that might be the vehicle they were looking for in connection with the murders of four students. Police have reviewed 22,000 potential vehicles. They believe the people in the Hyundai Elantra might have information that's key to the case. Family members of the Uvalde shooting victim are furious after learning an undercover inspector was able to enter the elementary school without being challenged by anyone. The inspector reported entered Robb Elementary through an unlatched back door, similar to how the shooter entered the school in May before killing 19 children and two teachers. Families were informed during a meeting Monday that the inspector posed as an intruder at three Uvalde schools to evaluate security. The future of the Black Adam franchise is unknown, according to star Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Johnson said that following a meeting with new DC Studios co-chief James Gunn, it was decided that Black Adam will not be included in the first chapter of the studio's plans. He added a statement on social media that DC and his production company will continue exploring most valuable ways Black Adam can be utilized in the future. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.